you compare married to unmarried, married are healthier, both physically and mentally. They live longer. They earn better incomes, even if only one works. They're happier. There's less suicide, less alcohol abuse, less depression. And get this, Bill, their sex lives were better. Marriage was God's idea. He said it was not good that man be alone, and I don't think that just had to do with loneliness. Men need to be civilized. Men need to have some institutionalizing going on in order to improve the quality of their life, and that includes physical health as well. So, yes, men who are in healthy relationships, in long-term marriage relationships, are healthier and they live longer. My wife and I have been married 40 years, and we still have a date night every week because we know we need to be intentional about strengthening our marriages. But society needs to be intentional as well. All cultures have found that the marriage is the fundamental institution, the fundamental building block of a society. It's like a body that has cells. Now, there's components within cells, but if those cells aren't healthy, those organs in that body are not healthy, and society can see that as well. We're forgetting that. I mean, there was a recent study that asked the public, what do you think? Is marriage good for society or not? And only about half the people thought that it was good for society, so we have somehow lost that awareness. But the marriage provides a fundamental building block for society. It's a thing that gives structure, economic stability. It's the best environment for raising the next generation. If we were to take on this liability as a government to raise the next generation of children, one, we couldn't afford it. Two, we couldn't do it well. So we need families. We need strong families to produce that next generation. We can organize ourselves. We can propagate ourselves. And we can find the greatest fulfillment and joy and satisfaction in a society and as individuals through the family unit. And unfortunately, somewhere between 27-33%, about one-third of children have only a single parent at home. And we know in those households where there are only a single parent, they account for 62% of the poverty that children experience. If you go to the inner cities of America, you find that only one out of every eight young boys ever sit at the table with a father figure. And if you track the progress of that child through life, it looks pretty sad. In fact, 70% of the boys whose fathers have been incarcerated will be incarcerated themselves. So when Scripture talks about that we visit the sins of the fathers to the third and fourth generation, what we're talking about is generational problem that's being created by a father who doesn't provide that fathering for the next generation. Not having a father figure is a great liability to a young child, especially a young boy.